We spend on average 133 million euro a month on our mobile phone bills, but many of us are shelling out more than we need to, it seems. Conor Brophy is here with some observations and advice on how to manage your mobile. Conor, good morning to you. Navigating mobile price plans is difficult. Presumably, that's why people end up on a plan that's not necessarily the best or the most suitable for them.
Yeah, exactly right. And you'll know that it's very difficult to compare one operator with another, and they offer different deals on different things. So it's apples and oranges, to say the least. One of the starting points for a lot of people is, well, are you better off with a prepaid mobile, as a lot of us have? In fact, more than half of us have the prepaid mobile. I think it's just over 50%, according to the latest stats, and just over, I think, 43% of us have bill pay phones. And often it's kind of a toss-up between the two, depending on your usage. In terms of ballpark figures, the average spend per month across Ireland will be just over 25 euro, 26.50. And that's fallen over the past couple of years, thanks in part to competition, and also to the rise of things like instant messaging or internet messaging services, which mean people send fewer text messages and they keep their bills down that way. But the average prepaid user spends 16.50 a month. The average bill for a person on a contract is 40 euro a month, which will give you an idea of the point at which you'll be starting to wonder whether you should plump for one rather than the other. If you're up around the sort of 30 to 35 euro mark and you're on a prepaid phone, it might be the point at which you might want to think about whether a contract might offer you better value.
How much of that difference might be explained, Conor, by the fact that, generally speaking, say children or young people or students would tend to use prepaid because their parents are giving them a certain amount of top
exactly.
up their phone
and that's
with.
A big part of it. And also, for others, it's a great way of knowing with certainty what your spend is going to be. You top up when you need to, you have 10 euro or 20 euro worth of credit, and that's your target to hit. Whereas on a contract, I suppose people might have the fear that they're going to be using a little bit more than is included in their plan in terms of their inclusive minutes and their data and so on, and that might push them into the territory where they're spending more than they realise until they get the bill at the end of the month. So the prepaid is a great way of managing your expense. And also, of course, you know, a lot of contracts now are 24 month, which is a big commitment for people to enter into. And bear in mind, if you do decide midway through the contract that it's not for you, you're still liable for the monthly rental fee until your contract is up,
and
or else you have to pay a break fee.
There's no 24 month or 12 month contract if you go prepaid.
No, there isn't. So you from month to month, it's up to you what you want to do. You can go to another network if you see better value there, and you can kind of shop around.
So what are the best value prepaid plans then?
Well, I had Carphone Warehouse Ireland crunch the numbers on this one. Now, they're not affiliated with any one individual network, so they're free to give impartial advice on this one. They're not tied into any one or other of them. They said the best value prepaid plan was with the Three network. That's a 20 euro top up there, they said, offers you unlimited data and text to all Irish networks. That seems, according to them, to be a particularly popular one with students, with people in their early 20s who would use a lot of text, would use a lot of data, for example, if they're on Facebook or if they're on Twitter or they're browsing the internet casually. And that's a really popular one with them.
So that's the three network, a 20 euro top up, and you get that, what, you get a month's run out of that, yeah?
You get a month's run out of that, yeah. That's your, but and with your 20 euro top up, which obviously, you know, your calls are part of that, and if you run over a certain number of calls, you will be paying for them outside of your inclusive minutes. But the unlimited data and text seems to make that one a very popular choice, according to Carphone Warehouse.
Now, there are alternative ones, but you got to pay more for them, but they represent good value, I suppose, if you've got high volume use.
Yeah, and the thing about the prepaid is that the actual cost per minute, particularly for voice calls, is higher than when you're on a monthly contract plan. And obviously the monthly contract plan offer you a lot of things like inclusive minutes, so 100 or 200 minutes as part of your plan, which is probably plenty for a lot of people. Different ones offer different value in terms of texts or data usage, depending on which network you go to. One thing to bear in mind, actually, is, and this I know is something that confuses a lot of people, plans will offer you data bundles. 1 gigabyte seems to be about the standard, 500 megabytes or 1 gigabyte. Now, that's confusing to a lot of people. It's very difficult to know how much internet usage on your phone that's going to cover you for. The average in terms of smartphone usage per month in Ireland is about 0.7 gigabytes per month. So based on that metric, if you're an average user, if you consume a reasonable amount of data and you would use your smartphone for a reasonable amount of internet browsing, probably 1 megabyte is enough for you. 500 megabytes might not quite cover you.
Now, you mentioned there about this Three network 20 euro top up offer with unlimited data and text. But then there's a Vodafone one. Is it called the Red Essentials?
That's right.
Plan?
That one came out pretty well, again, through Carphone Warehouse, who went through a list of queries that I put into them, and that came out as what they said was the best entry-level contract plan. So that one's €35 a month. Included in that are unlimited text to any network. It is, though, as I said earlier, it's a 24-month contract. You're committed for the duration of those 24 months. You're liable to pay €35 a month, even if you just did decide somewhere through that that it wasn't for you and you wanted to give it up. So it's one, it's a commitment that you're entering into, and it's one that you need to consider carefully before you do so. Another one that they picked out, this one was for heavier phone users, was Meteor Smart Essential Plan. That's €49 a month. That offers unlimited calls and texts. But the data bundle in that is 3 gigabytes. It's actually unlimited for the first 3 months, but 3 gigabytes after that. So that would give you more scope, for example, for using the RTE player on your phone, which I know would be very popular.
Very desirable, certainly. Now, if you decide or you feel that a monthly bill is the way to go, how do you find the best one for you?
There are one good way of doing it is by going to your own operator. If you're on a monthly plan already, the first thing to do obviously is to check with your operator, and believe it or not, they're more than happy to tell you whether you're on the optimum plan for you with them. I've done this myself actually, and found that it was beneficial to switch to a different plan than the one I was on, because obviously they have all your billing information, and rather than you having to trundle through it yourself and weigh up, well, how many calls do I make a month, how many texts do I send, how much internet usage do I have, the network has it all at their fingertips and they can give you that. That at least gives you then your best offer from your own network.
It's not exactly disinterested advice, though. Surely they look at it from the point of view of getting more money from you.
Yeah, and they want to, ideally, they'd like you to switch to another plan and lock you into another contract. So your best bet might be, first of all, find out from them what their best offer is. Don't sign up to anything. Then go to the other networks. At least you'll know what plan with your own network is the best one that they offer, and you can then have a better idea of comparing. And what you can do then also is ComReg, the communications regulator, have a website called callcost.ie. Once you know the plan that you have or that you might be interested in, you can plug that in and it will tell you whether there's an alternate one on a different network. Now, it's quite a difficult process. You tend to have to know quite a lot about what your usage pattern is to get the best out of that site. So in terms of user friendliness, it's not the greatest unless you're a bit of a number cruncher.
Connor, why am I thinking this is a bit like trying to compare health insurance plans, as people often do?
Because it's very, very similar.
It just blinds you with just, you know, huge different plans, and it's very difficult to know when you're comparing like with like.
Yeah, no, and it's almost willfully opaque on behalf of the operators. They mark each other closely, but they're not going to offer plans that directly compare to one another. That would be too easy for the humble computer.
Right. So anyway, there are those options there, and your basic point is, though, check with your current supplier or the company you're with at present, what's the best option for you, and then you go and compare that with other ones.
Yeah. You'll find, by the way, as well, if you're out of contract or close to the end of your contract, it can be worth doing a bit of horse trading with them in terms of a new handset and so on. They might be willing to bend a little bit more on what's actually officially on offer if they're faced with the prospect of losing you as a consumer to another network. There is another option, though, outside of either the mobile, the prepaid or the contract plans, and that's to go with a SIM-only deal, which could be very attractive to a lot of people. The one caveat to this being, though, you need to have a SIM-free handset. You need to have a handset that's capable of taking a SIM card. That's the tiny little card that your network will give you that you plug into the phone with the battery. And that can be quite expensive, particularly if you're talking about a smartphone. But if you do have the phone to begin with, you can just get a one-month deal with a number of different networks. They all offer around €30 a month deal. Most of them come with unlimited calls and texts and also quite significant amounts of data. Again, when I got Carphone Warehouse to look through which were the best value ones, they picked out two. Blueface Unlimited was one. That's €30 for calls and texts for a month. Aircom had another good offer if you're a pre-existing Aircom customer. So if you have internet or a fixed line phone with them, theirs is €24 a month, and that offers unlimited calls and text and a fairly chunky 5 gigabytes of data, which would be more than enough for most people. But just to give you an idea, if you're in the smartphone realm there, some price plans, if you're signing up to a contract, will give you your smartphone for free. So you could get, for instance, the newest Apple iPhone. If you wanted to go to Apple and buy a SIM-free version of that you could use with any network and avail of those SIM-only deals, that'll set you back nearly €700. Those are very, very expensive pieces of kit. The reason why you're tied into a contract is because the network is subsidising the cost of the handset. Obviously, they're subsidising it 100% if they give you for free, so they're going to want to rope you in for 12 or 24 months.
No such thing as a free iPhone, is there?
No, you get the printer for free. free, it's the ink that costs you.
And if you're not that bothered with owning a smartphone or indeed using the internet, and I know a lot of people who would fall into that category, you can still get a no-frills phone.
Yeah, you can, absolutely. Some of the offers there at the moment, the Samsung Keystone, that's €30. That seems to be one of the best sellers at that end of the market. A Nokia one, I know a lot of people still hold by their old Nokia phones, and the Nokia 113, again, comes highly recommended. €40, that one is. Both, I'm reliably informed, are very easy to use, and they don't come with, with the difficulty of having to navigate the internet or the whole smartphone business. You don't have to worry about data or any of that stuff. They're simple, plug and play, easy to use calls, phones for
keep
calls
it simple
and texts.
And maybe if the space for your fingers was a bit bigger on some of them, you'd be even happier still. Now, Conor, the European Parliament recently voted to scrap roaming charges subject to the agreement of EU member states. So how is progress on that front?
Yeah, we're waiting for the member states, as you say, to sign off on it, but and in the meantime, the roaming charges are coming down. As of July of this year, for instance, it'll fall from 24 cents a minute to make an outgoing call on your network. And those are the legal maximums.
That's when you go outside your own jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's when you go outside your own jurisdiction. That's going to fall to 19 cents a minute. It'll be 5 cents a minute for incoming calls. As I say, though, those are the stipulations laid down by the EU. Within that, some operators will actually offer you better value. I know here, Meteor, for example, doesn't charge you for incoming calls if you opt into their roaming deal. I think it's the only network operator here that actually offers that. And that's quite a handy one, because I know a lot of people are very windy about taking calls on their mobile when they're abroad for precisely that reason, because you do get charged because you're outside of the jurisdiction where the
person is
calling
you from.
And also
doing things like downloading emails and the like.
Yeah, there was a famous case a couple of years ago, and the Commission actually highlighted this when it was putting pressure on the operators to try and cut roaming charges, where a guy, I think, watched the last episode of the television series Lost, a German mobile phone user, while he was in France and incurred a €5,000 mobile bill at the time for the privilege. I hope it was worth it.
Again, one listener, John, wants to know how you can control data use on your mobile phone, and just explain the cost and how to manage all of that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the smartphones, and it can be kind of fiddly on some of them, but they do offer you an option to actually switch off data roaming while you're abroad. I know on an iPhone, from memory, if you click into settings, there is actually a data roaming setting, and you can literally switch it off, and then you can flick it on again if you do want at a point in time. Because one thing to bear in mind is, in the background, a lot of the time, without you knowing it, your smartphone can be downloading information from apps that you might have that you might use regularly that you're not actually directly using or interfacing with, but they might be downloading information in the background.
Yeah, but
so
for
you
instance,
can switch that off.
The last couple of days we were in the UK with the programme and I don't have my roaming facility on. And then when you get back to Dublin Airport, a load of emails come into the phone and you go through them then. So the question I'd have is, supposing I wanted to just take a quick look when I was over there as what emails have come in, is it possible to do that in a way that doesn't run up a huge bill, or can you just maybe open one or two that might be
important?
Yeah, it
is. Exactly. You can just browse through without opening the emails, or you can switch data roaming off and just switch it on when you want to download an individual email. You can set it up so that the only application that can access the internet while you're abroad is your email, but that involves a lot of fiddling through with the settings.
And
it's easier on some smartphones than it is on
others. In 30 seconds, a lot of talk now about 4G. What exactly is it?
Just an incremental improvement in the network capability. It offers you better facilities to download information. For instance, with a 4G phone, it's much easier and you'll get a much better service if you're streaming content, if you're watching stuff, as I mentioned, for example, on the RTE player. But that will, the networks hope, increase your data usage, so they're not doing it for free.
Conor Brophy, thank you very much indeed for that run over the course of mobile phone availability and services and so forth. Thanks indeed for being with us. It's exactly 11 o'clock.